Ramayana Ayodhya Kanda Part 5. It so happened that a Brahmana named Trijata resided in the forest near Ayodhya. Because of his extreme poverty, the Brahmana was very weak and frail. His wife pleaded with him to go to Ayodhya to ask some charity from Ram. And thereafter the Brahmana set out and happened to arrive just when Ram was distributing his wealth. When the Brahmana approached Ram and described his impoverished condition, Ram jokingly replied, "Take your staff and throw it as far as you can. As many cows as that stick passes over, I shall give you." Trijata tightened his belt and then excitedly threw his staff into the air. To everyone's surprise, his staff soared all the way across the Sarayu and landed amongst a herd of thousands of cows that were grazing from the river's edge up to the point where his stick had landed. Ram then embraced the Brahmana. "Oh, please do not be offended by my jest. I merely wish to see your exhibition of Brahminical prowess." And after that, Ram gave away everything in his possession, and he made sure that no Brahmana, relative, dependent, or beggar failed to receive charity on that day. Ram, Sita, and Lakshman then proceeded on foot through the streets of Ayodhya toward the palace of Maharaj Dasharatha. The citizens observing Ram traveling about in this fashion, some from their seven-story mansions and others in crowds on the street, all became greatly pained. They cried out, "Oh, how unfortunate that even common people are now able to see Sita, who previously never appeared in public. We shall take our families to accompany Ram, so that Ayodhya will become like an uninhabited forest, and the forest will become like a populous city." As Ram entered Kaikeyi's quarters, he saw Sumantra and asked the charioteer to announce his presence to the king. Upon hearing of Ram's arrival, Dasharatha ordered Sumantra to assemble his consorts so that he could meet with his son in their presence. Shortly thereafter, 350 young maidservants came and surrounded Kaushalya. Then, when Ram, accompanied by Sita and Lakshman, entered his father's room, King Dasharatha ran to embrace him. Overwhelmed by grief, the king fell unconscious before reaching his beloved son. And at that, Ram rushed forward, picking up his father in his arms, while all around the people cried in anguish. After being brought to his couch, Dasharatha regained consciousness. Ram then said, "My dear father, I have come to bid you farewell. Please give me permission to depart for the forest along with Sita and Lakshman. O Ram, please accept my advice. At once take me captive and then occupy the royal throne by force. No one can stop you." "My dear father, I have no desire to achieve sovereignty over the earth or royal opulence." "O Ram, you may leave with my blessings, but please stay here for just one more day so that I may have the opportunity to see you." "O my dear father, I must leave immediately, for it is my duty to fulfill your promise and do just as Kaikeyi has ordered. I must leave for the forest at once." Dasharatha then embraced Ram, and afterward again fell unconscious. Sumantra, who was weeping profusely, also fell to the floor. Everyone except Kaikeyi cried out aloud with grief. Sumantra had been the most intimate associate of the royal family. Thus, he, more than all others, suffered because of the calamity before them. Suddenly, Sumantra approached Kaikeyi and began chastising her harshly. "You wicked woman! By sending away Ram, you shall become the murderer of your own husband. Your selfish demands violate the religious principle that a kingdom be handed over to the eldest son. Indeed, you shall reap the bitter fruits of your evil deeds, for when Ram goes away, all the Brahmanas will follow him, and thus your kingdom will become devoid of all auspiciousness. So now, I will tell you something for your own good. Once upon a time, your father Kekai received a benediction from a rishi that enabled him to understand all languages, even those of the animals. However, in giving the boon, the rishi made one condition. If Kekai ever disclosed the meaning of any speech that he had heard from an animal, he would die. Later, the king once happened to hear the shrill cry of a bird. Because he understood its meaning, he began to laugh heartily. But your mother, the queen, imagined that the king was laughing at her. Therefore, the queen demanded to know what he found to be so amusing. Your father then informed his queen of the rishi's benediction, warning her that he would die if he were to disclose what the bird had said. But the foolish queen was so stubborn and jealous that she replied, "You can live or die. I don't care, for I only insist that you tell me why you are laughing." The mortified king then went to the rishi who had given the benediction, explaining his predicament. The rishi advised that he not disclose the bird's speech, and that he should rebuke the queen for her impudence. Taking the rishi's words seriously, Maharaj Kekai gathered his courage and then chastised his wife severely. After that, he lived happily ever after. So, in the same way, Kaikeyi, you are acting impudently towards your husband. So admit your fault, and then give up your wicked plan. Kaikeyi, however, remained unmoved. Thus, considering Ram's exile to be inevitable, Dasharath ordered Sumantra, "Make ready one Akshauhini of soldiers, and organize many merchants, hunters, and the royal treasurer, so that they may accompany Ram into exile. Although he may reside in the forest, my beloved son does not have to go without the objects of comfort and enjoyment." Hearing this, Kaikeyi was seized with fear. "Bharat will not accept the kingdom if you strip it of all its resources before his installation." Growing progressively weaker, Dasharath spoke, "If you will not let Ram go to the forest in comfort, then I myself shall take all the citizens and accompany him." "O king, in our dynasty there is the example of how King Sagara exiled his eldest son, Asamanjasa. So therefore, you should cast off Ram in the same way." Hearing this, the elder minister Siddhartha retorted, "Asamanjasa used to take delight in drowning other children in the river Sarayu. And when the citizens complained of this to King Sagara, he rejected his cruel son. So how is your comparison valid? Where is the fault in Ram?" "Everyone, please listen. My dear father, please Do not be upset with me. I have no use for the royal comforts you desire from me. So let Kaikeyi's maidservants bring me tree bark at once, so that I can wear suitable clothing for my forest life." Hearing Ram's request, the shameless Kaikeyi personally went and brought clothes made from tree bark, and then asked Ram to put it on. And without hesitation, Ram and Lakshman obediently took off their royal garments and put on the clothes presented by Kaikeyi. Sita, however, felt very unhappy when she accepted her dress made from kusha grass and tree bark, and her eyes filled with tears. For when she tried to put the dress on, it kept slipping, for she was not at all accustomed to such clothing. Ram then took the dress of tree bark and draped it over Sita's silk sari. This was unbearable to Vasistha. With tears in his eyes, Vasistha restrained Ram and then chastised Kaikeyi with strong words. "You wretched woman! Do you not see that everyone is prepared to follow Ram? Indeed, you will soon find that even Bharat and Shatrughna will follow Ram, leaving you alone to rule an empty kingdom. So at least allow Sita to go into the forest with a comfortable dress and be carried on some conveyance." However, Sita was determined to follow her husband's example, and so she kept the forest clothes on. Seeing Sita dressed in this way, the palace residents began to condemn Dasharath with strong words. And hearing their talk, the king lost all interest in continuing his life. Nearly 1 hour passed as Dasharath remained delirious, incoherently mumbling words of reproach to himself. Later, when the king became a little more composed, he ordered Sumantra to bring a chariot to carry Ram to the forest. At this time, Kaushalya embraced Sita and thus gave her the following womanly advice. "It is well known that during times of misfortune, women will desert even righteous and loving husbands. Such wicked women forget all past favors, and nothing can bind them. Because of ingratitude, such selfish women cannot be controlled by wisdom, gifts, or even marriage. However, there is also another kind of woman who is gentle, truthful, and obedient by nature. Such women honor their husbands above all. Oh, Sita, please do not despise my son on account of his exile. Let him always remain your worshipable lord in all circumstances." Sita accepted Kaushalya's words with folded hands. "Oh, mother, I know well my duty towards my husband. Please, do not speak to me about faithless women. My attachment to Ram is like that of the moonlight to the moon. There is no veena without strings, or chariot without wheels. And similarly, there is no future for a wife without a husband, even though she may possess 1,000 sons. Ram is my lord, and he shall always be so. So how could I despise him?" Kaushalya began weeping, thinking of the impending separation from her son. Trying to comfort her, Ram assured her that the time would pass quickly. Then Ram took leave of his stepmothers as they wept loudly. Ram then went and clasped the feet of his father. Circumambulating the king along with Sita and Lakshman, Ram bowed low before his mother and father. Then, without further delay, Ram, Sita, and Lakshman mounted the chariot and departed for the forest. And just as a liberated soul gives up the body, Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residents, and everything else, and went to the forest with Sita and Lakshman. Meanwhile, Maharaj Dasarath kept his gaze fixed upon the dust raised by the chariot as it gradually disappeared over the horizon. Finally, after losing sight of Ram's departing chariot, the king fainted and fell to the ground. But when Kaushalya and Kaikeyi ran to lift him up, Dasarath forbade his youngest queen, "Do not touch me, Kaikeyi, for I have disowned you. I no longer want to see you." So instead, Kaushalya lifted up her husband, and while bringing him back, she saw that all the stores and shops were now closed, and a gloom pervaded the citizens. And after entering his palace, the king asked to be taken to Kaushalya's apartment. "From now on, I will stay here only." Maharaj Dasarath passed the night with great difficulty. He felt that losing Ram was like the dissolution of the universe. Seeing the king and Kaushalya in such a miserable state, Sumitra tried to pacify them. "Please, do not lament for your son, for both Sita and Lakshman are with him. Ram will not experience the least difficulty. Indeed, Ram is not an ordinary human being. He is the God of gods himself. Ram is the illuminator of the very sun and the controller of eternal time. So while Ram resides in the forest, the earth herself and all natural phenomena will engage in his service. So have faith that one day you will see the return of your beloved son. Your lamenting serves no purpose. Already, the citizens of Ayodhya have practically stopped all activity out of grief. You must now pacify your subjects and not let them fall prey to anguish." Meanwhile, some of the citizens had already followed Ram's chariot to the forest, begging him to turn back. But Ram told them, "I cannot break my vow. I desire that you repose in Bharat the same love you have for me." As they traveled, Ram saw how some of the elderly Brahmins were having difficulty keeping up with his chariot. Hearing their anxious pleas, Ram felt great compassion and descended from his chariot. Then, along with Sita and Lakshman, Ram proceeded on foot, allowing the Brahmanas to catch up with him. And still, Ram would not turn his face backward, for he was determined to keep his vow perfectly. Thus, as the Brahmanas constantly beseeched Ram to turn back, they reached the banks of the river Tamasa. And as the sun slipped over the horizon, Sumantra and Lakshman selected a site to rest for the evening. Then, after smoothing the ground, they made a bed of leaves for Ram. And when Ram lay down with Sita, he quickly fell asleep. Nearby, Lakshman stayed awake all night, discussing the glories of his elder brother with Sumantra.